braucht. Adamshaven, St. Helena, California, February 22, 1903. Dear Brother Braucht, I have wished so much that I might have an opportunity to talk with you. Could I see you, I should say to you what I have been saying to you recently in the visions of the night. You were apparently undecided as to what you would do in the future. I asked, why are you perplexed? You replied, I am perplexed in regard to what is the best course for me to pursue. Then, one who has authority stepped up to you and said, you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Your time, your talents, every jot of your influence is the Lord's. You are His servant. Your part is to do His bidding and learn daily of Him. You are not to set up in business for yourself. This is not the Lord's plan. You are not to unite with unbelievers in medical work. Neither is this the Lord's plan. His word to you is, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 to 7, 1. You are to receive the grace of Christ, the great medical missionary. His divine wisdom will be given to you if you will refuse to yield to the inclination to link up with the world. God desires you to place yourself where you can work in connection with other physicians. You and the one with whom you are associated may not be of the same temperament. It is better if you are not. That which one needs, the other may supply, if each will learn to wear the yoke of Christ. Take my yoke upon you, he says, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. My brother, choose to obey Christ. In his meekness and lowliness, receive his counsel. Stand shoulder to shoulder with your brethren, and this will encourage them to stand shoulder to shoulder with you. Hide self in Christ, and the Savior will be to you a present help in every time of need. God's people have many lessons to learn. They will have perfect peace if they will keep the mind stayed on him who is too wise to err and too good to do them harm. They are to catch the reflection of the smile of God and reflect it to others. They are to see how much sunshine they can bring into the lives of those around them. They are to keep near to Christ, so close that they sit together with Him as His little children, in sweet, sacred unity. They are never to forget that as they receive the affection and love of God, they are under the most solemn obligation to impart it to others. Thus, they may exert an influence of rejoicing which blesses all who come within its reach, irradiating their pathway. This is where the people of God make so many mistakes. They do not express thankfulness for the great gift of God's love and grace. Selfishness must be expelled from the soul. The heart must be purified from all envy, all evil surmising. Believers must constantly receive and impart the love of God. Then unbelievers will say of them, They have been with Jesus and have learned of him. They are living in intimate companionship with Christ, who is love. See Acts 4, verse 13. The world has keenness of perception and will take knowledge to some purpose of those who sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The character of God's human agencies must be a transcript of the character of their Savior. Many things were said, things that made my heart burn within me. I awoke praising God. I write this to you, my dear brother, in the hope of helping you. You are in an unsettled state of mind and are tempted to do a strange work which God has not appointed you to do. None of us are to strike out alone. We are to link up with our brethren and pull together, and God will give us influence and self-control. We are to draw near to God, that he may draw near to us.
No one can gain completeness in Christ who, having the means of gaining a deeper experience in the things of God, fails to realize that every ray of heavenly light, every jot of blessing, is given to him to give to all who come within the sphere of his influence. If we are qualifying ourselves to live in heaven, we are daily drawing nearer and nearer to our Redeemer. We are to represent Christ in every phase of character. What is the Bible test of character? If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. John 14, verse 23. No one need perish in spiritual blindness. A plain, "Thus saith the Lord," has been given for the guidance of all. My brother, I send these words to you in the love of Christ, and I pray that you will act upon them.